shock, surprise, what would be the word that would describe your emotions after this one?
Well, they came out and jumped right on us. I thought we got on our heels after they made their first few shots. And, they were the aggressive team from throughout the game. But, we didn't get any stops early. And I thought that was a shock to our guys. We needed to get closer. And I thought we got a little hesitant in everything that we were doing as far as what we wanted to do defensively and guarding them. Offensively, baskets, even though we were scoring, those baskets were coming hard. We weren't getting anything easy going to the basket. And I thought when we did miss shots, we thought about it. We took that back down on the defensive end of the floor. And, it wasn't one guy that was hurting us. That whole first unit had a night tonight.
Dean, like your part of your offensive plan was to go right at Yao and maybe try to get him into foul trouble. How much was that a part of it?
Well, you want to get movement. We wanted to establish a low post, go through LaMarcus, what we've been doing all season long. And, they did a nice job of getting him off the block. He didn't get anything early. An option is to put Yao in pick and rolls and try and spread the floor. And again, Brandon hit some shots, but they all were tough shots. They were contested shots. We didn't get anything going to the rim. We had only 16 free throws, and I would say I think the first two quarters we only had one foul late in those quarters, so we weren't getting to the free throw line and getting easy baskets.
Katie?
Nate, were they that good today, or did you guys make them move?
No, that's a good team, and they were good today. We were bad, but, it's a good team. We know that they're a good team, and they're good on both ends of the floor. It's not, one end of the floor. They've been a solid defensive team, and offensively, it's a pretty simple game plan. You spread the floor. You let Brooks attack, and if they have deep post position, they go inside to their bigs. And Yao was just, he didn't miss all game long. And to get them started, get that type of rhythm early, they had confidence. I thought defensively they got even more aggressive. And I thought we fell back on our heels.
What was the message to the team after taking such a big loss in their first game?
Well, it's two seasons. The regular season is over, and now it's postseason. We lost our first game of the season this year, so it's a four-game series. They got to win four, and we'll go back to work tomorrow and make some adjustments and get ready for Tuesday.
Coach, this is a first playoff game for most of your team. Is it sort of a wake-up call or a reality check, or this is how it's going to be? I mean, you didn't want to go that way. But.
Well, it's a bad night. We lost. Regardless of how you lost the game. And, a team will win and a team will lose. And we got to go back and make some adjustments off of what happened tonight and play a much better basketball game on Tuesday.
Coach, can you talk about Aaron Brooks' play in the second half? I mean, he was out in the first half, but Aaron Brooks really in the second half. Keep the distance.
Well, the speed, being able to control the ball was a problem really all night long for us, not only on the perimeter, but, allowing just easy entrance into the post to Yao and some of their other guys, Artest on the perimeter. We didn't control the ball at all tonight, so Brooks pretty much had his way getting to the basket as well as shooting perimeter shots, so did Artest. Those guys, we had no control of the ball, and when you don't have control of the ball on the perimeter, things like that are going to happen. Everybody is open, and everybody was open for them tonight.
Nate, kind of a two-part thought. Rich said he's been on where you've been, come back in one game, too, A. And B, he said they know they're going to get your best hit, your best shot Tuesday. Some thoughts about those statements.
Well, we're going to need our best shot on Tuesday, and it is a disappointing loss, but we have to go to the film tomorrow, look at what we look like tonight, and make some adjustments. And, you know, we got 2 days to get ourselves ready for Tuesday's game. You know, they're going to come out, I think, even if possible, even more aggressive to get game two and, you know, try and finish this thing up going back to Houston. So it's an important game that we need to get on Tuesday.
We'll take two more, Joe.
Nate, how much of this game was you guys being so young and being involved in your first playoff game?
You know, they came out ready to go. And, you know, youth is, you know, it's a part of it. It's who we are. And, you know, for our guys, the first time, as I mentioned to them, we got to put this behind us. You know, and I wanted to know what they felt like out there. What were they feeling during the course of the game? What were we thinking? Were we intimidated? And the thing is, we put it behind us. We found out what we need to do and try and do it better on Tuesday.
Good. Do I have a last question? Thanks, Coach.
All right.